Madly in a staccato that she thought everyone could surely hear, and it wasn't just from the cold. She clamped her jaw shut, but the shuddering just spread down her limbs to her hands and knees. The writing brush shook in her grasp, dribbling black droplets across the table. She tightened her grip and wrote her full name across the booklet's cover page. Fang Runin. She wasn't the only one who was nervous. Already there were sounds of retching over the bucket in the back of the room. She squeezed her wrist, fingers closing over pale burn scars, and inhaled. Focus. In the corner, a water clock rang softly.
Begin,
said the examiner. 100 test booklets were opened with a flapping noise, like a flock of sparrows taking off at once. 2 years ago, on the day Takani's magistracy had arbitrarily estimated to be her 14th birthday, Rin's foster parents had summoned her into their chambers. This rarely happened. The Fongs liked to ignore Rin until they had a task for her. And then they spoke to her the way they would command a dog.
Lock up the store. Hang up the laundry. Take this packet of opium to the neighbors and don't leave until you've scalped them for twice what we paid for it.
A woman Rin had never seen before sat perched on the guest's chair. Her face was completely dusted over with what looked like white rice flour, punctuated with caked-up dabs of color on her lips and eyelids. She wore a bright lilac dress dyed with a plum flower pattern, cut in a fashion that might have suited a girl half her age. Her squat figure squeezed over the sides like a bag of grain.
"Is this the girl?"
the woman asked.
She's a little dark. The inspector won't be too bothered, but it'll drive your price down a bit.
Rin had a sudden, horrifying suspicion of what was happening.
Who are you?
She demanded.
Sit down, Rin,
said Uncle Fang. He reached out with a leathery hand to maneuver her into a chair. Rin immediately turned to flee. Auntie Fang seized her arm and dragged her back. A brief struggle ensued, in which Auntie Fang overpowered Rin and jerked her toward the chair.
I won't go to a brothel,
Rin yelled.
She's not from the brothel, you idiot,
Auntie Fang snapped.
Sit down. Show some respect to Matchmaker Liu.
Matchmaker Liu looked unfazed, as if her line of work often involved accusations of sex trafficking.
You're about to be a very lucky girl, sweet, she said.
Her voice was bright and falsely saccharine.
Would you like to hear why?
Rin clutched the edge of her chair and stared at Matchmaker Liu's red lips.
No.
Matchmaker Liu's smile tightened.
Aren't you a dear?
It turned out that after a long and arduous search, Matchmaker Liu had found a man in Takani willing to marry Rin. He was a wealthy merchant who made a living importing pig's ears and shark fins. He was twice divorced and 3 times her age.
Isn't that wonderful?
Matchmaker Liu beamed. Rin bolted for the door. She hadn't made it 2 steps before Auntie Fang's hand shot out and seized her wrist. Rin knew what came next. She braced herself for the blow, for the kicks to her ribs where bruises wouldn't show. But Auntie Fang only dragged her back toward her chair.
You will behave,
she whispered, and her clenched teeth promised punishment to come. But not now. Not in front of Matchmaker Liu. Auntie Fang liked to keep her cruelty private. Matchmaker Liu blinked, oblivious.
Don't be scared, sweet. This is exciting.
Rin felt dizzy. She twisted around to face her foster parents, fighting to keep her voice level. I thought you needed me at the shop. Somehow it was the only thing she could think to say.
Kasagi can run the shop,
Auntie Fang said.
Kasagi is 8. He'll grow up soon enough.
Auntie Fong's eyes glittered.